The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a study out about big screen versus small screen, and it got you two yahoos. Do you understand what it's about?
Now I do.
We thought there's another debate going around the internet right now, and okay, we thought it was that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after we went back and forth for 10 minutes. Now
right,
I know what you're talking about.
Let's do yours first. You think it's about shopping?
I thought,
online shopping, yeah.
Because it's I'm of a certain age where I get intimidated. If a purchase is too big, I won't make it on the phone.
Big as in quantity or big as in value?
Like value. Like,
yeah, value. Value. Quantity. Yeah, I don't. Quantity.
Like if I'm buying 400 air fresheners, can I do that on my phone?
I guess.
That would be okay.
Feels like an error.
Yeah.
What do you need 400
for? Well, because I like if I'm subscribing.
What are you,
Diddy? No, I'm subscribing and saving the Glade plug-in things. Is that so? It's like I'm essentially buying an unlimited amount of Glade fresh linen plugins. Is that okay to do that on my small device? Or do I have to go get my iMac out because it's a 32-inch screen?
That one's okay to do on your phone. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Describe it.
A TV. Like when I bought my TV, I would never do that on my phone.
No.
I have to get my actual mm-hmm. laptop out.
Explain why.
When you're buying a flight, where do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere.
Flight. That's a perfect example.
No. Only on a
You do
computer.
A flight on a phone?
No way.
Yes. Do you know where you're going?
Yeah, to my computer to make the purchase.
Yeah.
Explain to me. I honestly, I'm being totally genuine. Your phone is a computer. You understand that?
Yes.
Like Safari on your phone.
Yeah.
Is mm-hmm. Safari on your computer?
Yeah.
It's just smaller.
Yeah, it's formatted different and all that. Yeah.
Not much.
A little bit. There are some times where you miss something, like it's not formatted exactly. So scrolling, there's something weird. Like I would rather it all just be on a bigger screen.
I agree. Yeah. And then especially a flight, once you make the purchase, you have to leave the tab open for a while.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So it doesn't
Why
delete.
Why do you have to leave the tab open?
We're the same.
You immediately get because my Mileage Plus number.
I have to keep the tab there until I get the email, the confirmation email.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. We've never talked. Yeah, we have not gone
you
over
swear
this
to
before.
God, you guys aren't setting
same.
Me up right
no.
now.
No, that's real.
Stop it.
I will book a flight right now. Just give me a destination. I'll book it. I'll jump on the Southwest app. I'll book it and nothing will happen to me. I'll have just as good a ticket as you will. Like you're.
It's weird. You seem like you've adopted the phone more than us.
Because it's right there. If I need something right now,
don't you want more tangible proof? Like you want just something you want to be able to have. You can take a screen.
Do you not go back and check that you've typed in everything correctly four times?
I let everything autofill because I trust the technology. Mm. I got it right once.
I do that too because I have.
Then you're done.
But I still have. No, it's different. For some reason, purchasing on a phone, if it's not Amazon or something, it's just scarier, and I need to make sure that everything is accurate.
I need to drill down on this a tiny little bit more
okay.
with your permission. So TIAC has made me feel like it might be price related, but it also seems like size of the item, right? So like TV, big.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so it's big.
Yeah, it's big. Can't see whole TV on little screen.
Well, you can't see the whole TV on your computer. If you're buying a 55-inch TV, you would need a 55-inch computer to see it. So I don't understand.
It just feels like it's a big purchase. I want more of a trail of more of a proof that I made this purchase. I want the phone. The phone just feels, it doesn't feel
serious. It doesn't feel real.
51059, if you're one of these Zillennial whip heads, can you buy big stuff
on your
phone?
Well, so we're like the opposite. Zillennials or Gen Z are making the purchases on their phone. They think it's weird to go to the computer.
So you guys are bucking the trend. You're like, you're acting more like my generation, the X's.
Yes.
I think, because we were raised, we had real computers, and then we adopted the phones, whereas like the younger generation only has the phones, so they'd have to adopt the computer. It doesn't really make sense for them. But for us, it just feels, the computer feels safer to make a purchase
on. So this is what I was going to drill down on. Aaron, darling love kitten.
Yeah.
My vacuum broke. Let me jump on Amazon. Ooh, that one's cool. That one's cool. Ooh, there's a Dyson. It's $400. Walk over, like, what is the number that makes you set your phone down? Is it 150? Like, at what point do you go, put the phone down, put the phone down. And then you got to go log on to a different device.
It would be a couple hundred, but it also depends on the item. Because like for vacuums, I want to compare. So I need the multiple tabs. And I would rather have the tabs on the computer than like the one on Safari on your phone. Mm-hmm. Those ones are harder to get to. I don't want to. Yeah.
They're not hard to get to at all.
Sister.
You click the two little things at
it's different.
And you just.
But I want to be able to see the tabs on my computer because it says the name of each product specifically, so I can compare a little bit better.
I would show you how easy it is to get to the tabs, but I fear if I open up all my tabs and show it to you, you'll be like, a lot of those are orange with pH on it. I'm fascinated by it because you're not fuddy-duddies. Like you're
exactly. We're serious, which is why we use the computer. Yeah,
that's such
you
a fuddy-duddy
so much.
Thing to do. Like you act like the size of the phone, like there's some sort of funnel that your purchase can't get into your phone.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
There's no way that TV will fit in there. Like that's the stupidest. You get how dumb it is.
I guess, but it just feels more comforting. I don't want them to go, well, do you have a receipt? And I'd show them my phone, and they're like,
what's
the phone?
That?
What? We're not taking that. Where's a computer? Where's a printed page? Like, that's a real thing.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to talk about your size and if size matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does.
Sometimes I'm just, the smallness isn't quite enough. What?
Direct quote from AHAC. I think we're about to flip because the story I was talking about is talking about screen size, and we were talking about screen size. Tiak just summed it up. You said what two items have to be there's two items you could never purchase on your phone, which are
flights and furniture.
Mm-hmm.
The two F's.
Yep, I agree.
It just feels too, yeah.
I have a bedroom set from Costco in my cart.
Quit bragging.
On my phone. Right
okay.
now.
So
just waiting to pull the trigger. It doesn't make any difference.
It does.
I've seen it at the store. I know what it looks like. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, the Broadmoor with the white. I like that.
So you don't feel more confident logging in on the website?
I'm logged in on the app.
For some reason, the Costco furniture I'm okay with because you've seen it in person, though.
But you're not seeing it in person. Okay.
You just said that you did.
I'm saying you're not any more closer to seeing it in person on a laptop than you are on your phone.
I don't know. For some reason, I'm able to zoom in just a little bit more, and it just provides some sort of comfort.
Look, I got it. I'm fine with it. Okay. Can we move on to the other thing?
Yeah, what about a car? Like, you can never buy a car just on your phone.
I 100% bought the Tesla that I'm driving my phone.
No.
Ugh.
Yes.
No.
Well, I had already owned one. Mine was totaled.
Well, he's had great luck with it.
Yep.
You're saying that because I bought it on my phone, that's why I got rear-ended?
I'm saying you can't prove it's not.
No, the thing is with
Teslas... If you had more of a paper trail, maybe.
I used the Tesla
Maybe
app.
That hail wouldn't have hit it.
Oh,
I don't
my
know.
God. I don't...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I need to take it. Okay. Ooh. I want to talk about the other thing before I punch both of you in the throat.
All right.
If I think we're going to flip here.
Okay.
When it comes to watching a show.
Yes.
Does screen size matter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm going to be opposite of both of you, but Aaron is the only one. If a new movie comes out, mm-hmm. do you have to go see it at the theater?
I think only one
of us wants to. That's you.
Yeah.
Why?
I like movie theaters.
But
I do.
You can't pause. Food costs
too
much.
No, it's more so part of the experience, not necessarily.
What's the experience sitting next to strangers?
And you're most of the time going with someone that you enjoy their presence of. And
but you don't talk to them the whole time, so
that's
then what's
okay.
the point?
What? I don't know. You just have someone there and it's fun. Although I'm going to try to go to movies solo, I think.
Yeah, I'll do that, loser.
I'm going to do a lot of things solo, just for the record.
Sounds like we have other things to talk about. Okay, so I would never do that, but I would also never do the other thing that I think you guys do, which is get in bed with an effing laptop.
That's my favorite thing. My room at my mom's house was weird shaped. Because it was two rooms, but one wall was knocked down. So it was just like a long rectangle. So on one side of the room, I had like a massive entertainment section. I had a couch with a massive TV. I used it maybe three times. Because I would use my laptop in my bed. I love that.
Ooh, yeah, I'm out on that. I'm on your side.
My daughter has a TV in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the other day and I was doing something. I was working in her room and I was like, oh, I'll just turn on the TV and watch Hulu. I think football or something was on. So I turn it on. She's not signed in. She's not signed into Hulu. Mm-hmm. She's not signed into Peacock.
Wow.
She's not signed into Disney. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, I watch everything on my phone.
Phone's weird. I can't do that.
She's laying in bed with a 40 something inch TV 5 feet from her face.
Yeah, but I want to lay on my side and I want the screen to be on the side.
I mean, is she staying up way later than she's supposed to? So she has the earbuds in.
No.
So that's why. I mean, that would be unless you're trying
to
sneak watch something. I would want to be on the TV.
Her brother's in the next room on the identical TV, blowing people up on Xbox. So I mean,
that's interesting.
On your side?
I don't know. It's just way more comforting. I'd rather have a laptop screen right in front of my face.
Okay, so just hear me out on this.
Yeah.
Like Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, the directors have shot these movies
mm-hmm.
with giant cameras to get, they're ready to play on an IMAX screen. They've devoted their lives to making something massive for you to consume. And you have the balls to watch it on a 13-inch laptop.
I'm pretty sure it's 14.
Okay,
but yeah.
Great. all the while going, but I can't buy furniture on a small... You've got it backwards. Like, no. Furniture... Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying,
One thing was 100% made to be big. Huge.
Yeah, huge. But it's fine. It works on the smaller one, too. Just like the
you
big purchases work on the small
ways,
one.
Aaron. It's... That's absurd. Do you understand how angry I am right now?
You are.
You can't have it both ways. If it works fine on the small screen, so does furniture buying. So does... You got to choose. Either you buy a damn ticket on your phone.
No, I don't.
Right now.
You can't make me.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.